This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, September 30th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Newsom dances to waltz for captive audience ban. Food is medicine, too hard to swallow. A crab, a slug, and a seashell leave Newsom's desk. Newsom signs ban on captive audience meetings. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a labor-backed bill that businesses and ag groups heavily opposed. Employers have tremendous power to pressure workers into attending mandatory meetings, that according to proponents of SB 399. Now employees can decline any meetings in which the company expresses political or religious views. Opponents said the bill violates free speech rights and will create a chilling effect on workplace communications. The issue gained national attention after Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who has strong labor ties, boasted about banning captive audience meetings during a speech at the Democratic National Convention last month. Newsom said SB 399 enables Californians to work without fear of retaliation. Senator Aisha Wahab of Silicon Valley said her bill strikes the right balance in protecting employees as well as employers. By the way, in his signing statement for SB 399, Newsom said he protected farm worker rights by endorsing card check legislation 2 years ago. Yet he vetoed the bill the prior year and vowed to do the same in 2022 before President Joe Biden stepped in to force his hand. Newsom sends back healthy food and healthy soils. California is not likely to be the first state to enshrine food as medicine into law after the governor vetoed AB 1975 last week. Lawmakers had sought to establish permanent Medi-Cal benefits for prescription food plans after a federal waiver expires. They claim the meals amounted to less than the long-term cost for treating chronic diseases. The measure had struggled to get out of an appropriations committee due to fiscal concerns, and those issues led to its demise in the governor's office. Newsom copied the same criticism into his veto letter for AB 2734. Assembly member Damon Connolly of San Rafael has for years worked closely with organic ag advocates to promote their practices more within CDFA grant programs. His latest effort would have allowed the department's scientific advisors to consult with industry on tweaking the Healthy Soils program. Connolly specifically pushed to allow advance payments on grants and to extend grants to 5 years, covering the long and often financially difficult transition away from conventional farming. Newsom designates state crustacean, slug, and seashell. California now has three new state symbols. Newsom signed three separate assembly bills designating the Dungeness crab as the state crustacean, the banana slug as the state slug, and the black abalone as the state seashell. Dungeness crab is one of California's most lucrative commercial fisheries and has been regulated by the state since 1895. The banana slug, a mascot for UC Santa Cruz, is known for its role in the redwood ecosystem of Northern California. Once a common part of the trade economy of California Native American tribes, the black abalone is now considered an endangered species. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Vilsack, White House urging ports and dock workers to reach a deal. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said Saturday that the Biden administration has no plans to intervene to stop a dock worker strike, and he also urged lawmakers to get practical in their farm bill negotiations. Some 56 agriculture groups asked the White House this week to help prevent a potential strike shutting down East and Gulf Coast port operations tomorrow. If port operations stop, the impact on the ag supply chain will quickly reverberate throughout agriculture and not only slow or shut down operations, but also potentially lower farm gate prices, the group said in the letter. The administration is urging the International Longshoremen's Union and the United States Maritime Alliance to reach an agreement. Vilsack told reporters Saturday in a call from Italy, where he attended a meeting of G7 agriculture ministers this week. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Port operators urge NLRB to intervene in contract dispute. The United States Maritime Alliance, which represents port operators, is trying to get the International Longshoremen's Association back to the bargaining table. An ongoing contract disagreement could result in a strike at East and Gulf Coast ports as soon as tomorrow. USMX says it filed the unfair labor practice charge to push NLRB to require ILA to resume bargaining. The ILA calls the charge, quote, a publicity stunt, says USMX members were unprepared for contract talks when both sides met more than 2 years ago. Ag groups seek a resumption of talks. Agriculture groups and retailers on Friday urged President Joe Biden to force both parties to return to the negotiating table, warning that a strike's impact on the supply chain, quote, will quickly reverberate throughout the agriculture economy, shutting down operations and potentially lowering farm gate prices. Approximately 40% of the containerized agriculture exports move through East and Gulf Coast ports, they said in the letter. Vilsack uses G7 to raise trade concerns. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says he used the G7 Ag Ministers meeting last week to press his counterparts on several concerns for U.S. producers. The issues included moves by the European Union to prevent deforestation and to require additional testing for meat products. He told reporters this weekend there doesn't appear to be a rationale for the additional testing. He said, quote, we've got more work to do in terms of understanding precisely the nature of it. Vilsack also pushed back on the EU's ongoing efforts to protect the use of geographic indications such as Parmesan and feta cheese. And Vilsack told his EU counterparts that regulations on deforestation need to account for the fact that the U.S. isn't destroying forests to expand cropland. Vilsack pushed his Japanese counterpart for expanded imports of table potatoes and to use more ethanol and other biofuels. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, September 30th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Malley.